आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
ओ सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ
शान्ति
शान्ति शान्ति। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म, तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्तगोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्। So Shankaracharya gives qualification of a seeker. The first qualification is the general qualification. What is general qualification required for a seeker? Medhavi, medhavi, medha yasasti, medhavi. Retentive intelligence. You must be able to retain the knowledge, because the knowledge which you are going to receive, that should be available when needed. When the sorrow comes, then that knowledge should come and help you. That is the purpose. Medhavi, vidwan. He should have some knowledge of literature, grammar, common sense, logic. So that is agile intelligence. And uha poha vichachana, uha, logically coming to a conclusion, apoha, illogical things, dropping, uha apoha, vichachana. Adhikaryatma vidyayam ukta lakshana lakshitaha. These are the, for adhikari, these are the basic qualification, the prerequisites. And what is the specific qualification? It is said, विवेकिनो विरक्तस्य समाधिगुणशालिनः मुमुच्छुरेभिः ब्रह्म जिज्ञासा योग्यतामता। ब्रह्म जिज्ञासा योग्यता, योग्यता एलिजिबिलिटी फॉर ब्रह्म जिज्ञासा अकॉर्डिंग टू शंकराचार्य जी, यू शुड हैव विवेक विरक्त डिस्पैशन समाधि गुणशालीन सट संपत्ति एंड मुमुच्छुतम सम मुमुच्छुतम इज रिक्वायर्ड एंड वी हैव सीन वी ऑल हैव लिटिल बिट ऑफ ऑल दिस क्वालिफिकेशन वी हैव व्हाट वी हैव टू फर्दर डेवलप So whatever he said, Shankaracharya says, it's not my research. These fourfold qualifications are scattered all over the scriptures. And Manishis, they have collected it and put it into the cause and effect relations. What is that? Sadhanani atra chatvari kathitani manishibhi yesu satsveva sannishtha yad abhave na siddhati. If you have got these four qualifications, Sadhanani, Atra, whatever was said earlier, Sadhan Chatushtaya, Vivek Vairagya, Sat Sampatti, and Mumuchyutam. Kathitani Manisibi. Manisis, they have collected all this and put it in the string of cause and effect. If Vivek is there, Vairagya will come. If the Vairagya is there, Sat Sampatti will come. And Sat Sampatti is there, Mumuchyutam will come. But what precedes Vivek and all that, we will see it later. How the Vivek comes. Yesu satseva sannishta. If you have got this, you will get avoidance, guaranteed. Yad abhave, no success. Yad abhave na siddhati, you will not get your goal. So these qualifications we have to develop. Vivek, vairagya, sat sampatti and mumuchyutvam. Then he says, adau, in the beginning, the sequence is, it's not vairagya, then vivek. Adau, nitya nitya vastu viveka pariganyate, pariganyate, it is considered. The first of all, you must have the vivek. Vivek between nitya and anitya. What is permanent, what is not permanent, we have to discriminate. And we have seen, whole life we have discriminated between Anitya and Anitya, very good. Impermanent and impermanent. Whole life we have done only this thing. We never discriminated between Nitya and Anitya. Iha mutra phola bhoga viraga tadanantaram. Iha, here, amutra, hereafter. Phala bhoga viraga, I don't want any fruit of action. Viraga, virakta. Why I don't want? Because the action is limited, its fall will be also limited. Whether you go to the Swarga or you go to the Brahmalok, when the Punya is over, you have to come down again. So what is the use? So I have decided, I don't want any fruit of action either here or hereafter. Samadhi satka sampatti mumuchyatnamiti sputam. Sputam means clear. Samadhi satka sampatti, we have to have this sixfold inner qualifications. All are inner qualifications. These are called inner wealth. Sat sampatti is wealth. By this wealth, you can get this permanent sukh, which is available with all of us. Then comes what is Viveka? Verse number 20.
Brahma satyam jagan mitheti.
Brahma satyam jagan mitheti.
Evam rupo vinischayah.
Evam rupo vinischayah.
Soyam nitya nitya vastu.
Soyam nitya nitya vastu.
Vivekasvamudharitah.
Vivekasvamudharitah.
Brahma satyam jagat mithyeti.
Evam rupo vinischayah.
Soyam nitya nitya vastu. Vivekasvamudharitah.
Vivekasvamudharitah. This is called Vivek. What is that? You see, now we see the definition given in the Tattva Bodh and the definition in the Vivek Chudamani. Those who have studied Vivek Tattvabodh, they can understand. In Tattvabodh, we find Nitya Vastu Ekam Tad Vyatiriktam Sarvam Anityam. Nitya Vastu Ekam. And what that Ekam is your Brahman. And you have got that Brahman in the form of Atman. There is no difference between Atman and Brahman. Brahman conditioned by body is called Atman. Atman unconditioned by body is called Brahman. Therefore, Atman is Brahman. So, Nitya Vastu Ekam Tad Vyatiriktam Sarvam Anityam. That Nitya is only one. And other than that one Vastu, one Nityan, one Brahman, or your Atman, everything is Anitya, impermanent. But now, here the definition is one notch better. What it says, Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya. Brahma Satya. Brahma is Nitya. Satya. Jagat is Mithya. Instead of Anitya, now it is said Mithya. What is this Mithya? How do we understand? You see, when our children, they are very small, then they play with the toy tea set. Is it not so small, small cups? And they will come and say, hey, Papa, Papa, you want tea?
Yes, yes, sir, give me.
Oh, they pour, they give it to you. It's very hot, be careful. And you sip, you act that you are enjoying. Then when you say, then the child again, how is that? Very good. Should I give you second helping? You say, no. But suppose your spouse is making tea. And again, after having one cup, if she asks you want another cup, you say yes. That also is mithya. So what we have to derive in the mithya, there is no sukh. In the first, the cup given by the child, there was no tea, nothing is there. There was no joy at all. In mithya, you don't want second helping. In the mirage water, do you run for quenching your thirst in the desert? I see the mirage water there. You don't run. Why? Mithya. You go to somebody's house, you saw beautiful fruits on the dining table. You go and touch. It's not real, but they look like real. Will you run to eat that? No. The mitti ka hai. There is no sukh, you don't run to get the sukh out of it. Similarly, we have to know this principle, yadrishyam tadjadam tadnasaram tanmithya, and the last one tadasat. Yadrishyam, whatever you see, feel, experience by your organs of perception and mind is all inert. Sentient thing is only one. What is that? Brahman or your Atman. Other than that, everything is inert. This Om or the Atman or the Brahman is Nitya. Other than Om, Vasana, body, mind, intellect, perceiver, feeler, thinker, object, emotions and thought, everything is inert. Yad drishyam tad jadam. Know it for sure, this is jada. And anything which is jada, inert, is perishable. Naswaram. And thereafter, and what is there which is perishable is mithya. What is the definition of mithya we have understood earlier? There are three words, sat, asat and mithya. Sat means which remains in three periods of time is called sat. Brahman remains in three periods of time, therefore we call it sat. And which is not there in three periods of time, we call it asat. Example, Akash Kusum, Bandhya Putra, asat. But we find in this world nothing sat, nothing asat. But they all stay in a period of time. They are all limited in time. Therefore, in our Shastra, for those things we have given the term mithya, which stays for one period of time only, limited in time, that is called mithya. So in this world, the whatever you see, all is mithya, limited in time. Sun, moon, sky, star, everything at that point of time. And after the lapse of that time, they will get destroyed. And the Shastra says, anything which is mithya is asat, it is not there. You will not be able to understand that step. In course of time, you will find that is also proved. It is asat, it is not there, khatam. So this what we have to do, evam rupo vinischaya. You have to understand it firmly, vinischaya, nischaya, not only nischaya, Shankaracharya, vinischaya, vishesha rupena nischaya, there should not be shaking in this. Yad drishyam tad jalam tad nasvaram tad nitya tad asat, khatam. That should be our firm conviction. And we should be able to discriminate between nitya and nitya. Our discrimination is jagat satya brahma mithya. Why jagat satya? Because we are transacting with the world. Therefore jagat is satya and brahma is mithya, because I am not able to grasp Brahman by my organs of perception or action. Therefore Brahman is mithya, is not there. That is our perception, our understanding. But Shastra says, jagat, brahma satya, jagat mithya. Sah ayam, sah means that, ayam means this, this difference, that means Brahman, and this is all idam, there is a difference. You have to distinguish in that. Sah ayam nitya anityu vastu viveka samadha, that is called a viveka. One notch higher than the previous definition. Now comes the Vairagya. What is the application of this vivek? How do the people apply this vivek? The Mahatma, they are convinced. They don't revel in the Oitisuk. For them, it is mithya. Whatever is needed to keep the body, they will take that much, that's all. Other things are not required. Why that is required? Because the body is made of sattva, rajas and tamas, and all the bhog vastu are also made of sattva, rajas and tamas. To maintain this body, they have to eat and drink, that's all. They will not accumulate anything. And what will the medhavi do? Medhavi, who has understood the Shastra a little bit, he is trying. The Shastra says there is no sukh in the object. And he is Vidwan also, Uhapo Vichakshana, and he has come to the conclusion that there is no sukh in the objects of the world. That Gurudev has already proved in the Kindle life, that there is no sukh in the objects of the world. And so he has got the firm conviction. Therefore, his mind is quiet. A medhavi or a seeker's mind will be quiet once you come to know that there is no sukh in the objects of the world. What about the ajnani? Ajnani has no this conviction. He thinks objects of the world gives me sukh. Therefore, he runs after the objects. Therefore, his mind is rajasic. Therefore, his mind is agitated. Therefore, he is dukhi. So, Mahatma knows. He doesn't run after Oitisuk. Medhavi, seeker, he has understood. His mind is quiet now. Ajnani, Ajnani's mind is always agitated continuously, because one after another desire comes and mind becomes agitated. What is the cause of Vivek? What is the cause of Vivek? Kab Vivek aayega? It's not that all of a sudden it will come. There is prerequisite for that. You have to do something for that. What is that? Chitta Suddhi and Chitta Ekagrata. They are the cause of Vivek. Unless there is Chitta Suddhi and Chitta Ekagrata, Vivek will never happen. And what we have to do for your Chitta Suddhi? 1,000 times I have said that for the Chitta Suddhi, for Grihasthis, there is no other way other than Niskam Karma. What is this Niskam Karma? Niskam Karma is, I am doing the duties assigned to me by the Lord. Whatever the duties you have got as a householder or as a professor, as an engineer, as a doctor, whatever duties are assigned to you, you have to perform those duties with a software fitted in your mind that the Lord will be happy with this my work. That's all. This will purify your mind. And Chitta Ekagrata, how the Ekagrata will happen? Chitta Ekagrata will happen by Japa. You have to do the Japa also. So Chitta Suddhi and Chitta Ekagrata are the cause of Vivek. They are the direct cause, and the indirect cause is Punya. Punya is the indirect cause of Vivek. Chitta Suddhi and Chitta Ekagrata are the direct cause of Vivek. So where we have to start? Don't keep it here only. You have to do it also. Otherwise, in the language of Gurudev, you will be a donkey carrying a ton of gold here, not utilizing it. If you think it is scientific, this is the way given by our Shastra and many Mahatmas that travel that road and reach the goal. That is guaranteed. If you think this is scientific, then apply. If you have got a doubt, come and dispel your doubt. How this is going to act? How this is going to work? Tell me. So the cause of Vivek, direct cause is Chitta Suddhi and Chitta Ekagrata. How you get the Chitta Suddhi? By Karma Yoga. What is Karma Yoga? All actions should be done. That is the ritual given by Lord in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita and Karma Yoga, that you have to do for happiness of Lord. Shankaracharya says, Ishwar Aradhana. That is Aradhana. I am worshipping Lord with my actions. So for what were we doing? We were doing our ahankar aradhana, worshipping our own ego. Whatever actions we have done so far in our life is worshipping our own ego. You have to do the same thing. Now you have to just bring the Lord in your life. This is bringing in Lord from the back door into your life. Yena kena prakarena manah krishne nivesaya. Somehow you have to come to this. Very good. Then what is vairagya?
Tad vairagyam jihasaya
darshana shravanadi bhi
dehadi brahma paryante देहादि ब्रह्म पर्यन्ते
यनित्ते भोगवस्तुनि
अनित्ते भोगवस्तुनि
तद्वैराग्यं जिहासाय दर्शन श्रवणादिभिः देहादि ब्रह्म पर्यन्ते यनित्ते भोगवस्तुनि.
In Tattvabodh, the definition of Vairagya was given, Iha Swarga Bhogesu Ichha Rahityam. That I don't want enjoyment of Iha here in this world and Swarga also. Iha Amutra Swarga Bhogesu Ichha Rahityam. But now it is said, Tad Vairagyam. That is called Vairagya. What is that? Jihasa. Jihasa means, it comes from the root ha. Ha means tyage, to give up, to renounce. Renounce what? It is said, he, the fourth pad, he anitya bhogavastuni. He anitya bhogavastuni, in all impermanent vastu, bhogavastuni. What are these bhogavastuni? Five sense objects. We have got five organs of perception, and the whole world is the bhog vastu, and we can classify into only five bhog vastu. Anitya, all these bhog vastu are anitya. So jihasa, renounce. What? Bhog vastuni. What are they? We have to define that also, na? Bhog vastuni. It is said, Ya darsan sravanadivi. Darsan sravanadivi. Those seeing and hearing. So we have got five organs of perception, in which seeing and hearing are main. Major portion of the perceptions are by these two. So therefore it is said darsan sravanadivi. That means you have to take all five. Darsan sravanadivi. Why so? So Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita, Yehi sansparada bhoga dukkha yoneo evate adyantavanta kaunteya na tesu ramate buddha. Na tesu ramate buddha. Buddha, they don't revel. Revel in what? Yehi sansparada bhoga. Whatever you touch by these five organs of perception, when you come into the contact, so what happens? Bhoga dukkha yoni evate. They are only dukkha yoni. Eva alone. They are dukkha yoni only. But Lord, you said earlier in the chapter 2, Matra sparsaste tu. Kaunteyas. Sitosna dukkha da. Agama paino anitya. Tanti chiswa bharata. There you said when you come into the contact, then what will happen? There will be sukha and dukkha. And you didn't say that at that time it is all dukkha, dukkha, dukkha. Why are you saying now in dukkha in chapter 5? Dukkha yoni. Lord wants to tell that all the anitya vastu will end one day, and when they perish, they will give you dukkha only. They will never give you. Therefore, the whole world is limited in time and space. One day this, the whole creation will dissolve. At that time, will you get sukh? You will get dukh. Therefore, the whole world is dukkhala. You will get only sorrow here. Dukkhin evati. So, what are its constituents? It is said, dehadi brahma paryante. From the deha to brahma. From my body, but earlier I have said, the whole world is starting from your thought. Thought to Brahma. Brahman, not Brahman, Brahmaji. Deha to Paryantam. So this we have to have a firm conviction. Yadrishyam, Tadjaram, Tadnaswaram, Tanmithya, Asat. This you have to always remember. Whatever you see, perceive, everything is perishable. Then Gurudev says, it's on the page number 35, last para, beautifully explained. In Sri Gyaneshwara's commentary on the Gita, the Yogi Raj beautifully brings out this idea in a series of inimitable simile, describing the attitude of a man of detachment toward the sense object. He gives some examples which are very striking and effective. He says that a man of true detachment will run toward sense object with as much as enthusiasm as one would rush out to embrace a dead queen's rotting body. That much of conviction you should have. Will you run to embrace a beautiful queen's dead, rotten body? No. Similarly, we should not run to the sense objects like that. We should have a firm conviction that they have got no sukha. With as much satisfaction as one would decide to quench one's thirst by drinking the pus flowing out from the leper's wound. You are thirsty and you see the pus is coming out of the leper's. Will you run to quench your thirst? So why are you running after the objects of the world? They have got no sukha. That much of conviction is required. He gives another one example. And with as much readiness as one would enter a boiling cauldron of molten iron to take a refreshing bath. Will you run for a bath in the cauldron of a molten iron? No. It is a very powerful way of expressing the idea that where the intellect has come to a firm conviction about the hollowness of the sense object, the mind will not gush forth toward them with hopes and expectations of satisfaction therein. The sense of detachment that arises from a full application of one's discriminative faculty is called true vairagya. So the vairagya should be based on the vivek. There should be firm conviction that the sense object has got no sukha. So therefore I should not run after that. And we have said many, many times that the only source of the sukha is your Atman or Brahman. We superimpose that sukha on the objects of the world and think that this person, this being or this object is giving me the sukha. No, the original source is inside, it is with all of us. We have to know that source. If you come to know that source, you will not run after the objects of the world. That doesn't mean you will not need them. You will need them. You require food to live, you require water to drink. That much is required. That will take from the world, that's all. One Mahatma says that the OIT sukha is like pratistha is kagvistha. People are thinking we are pratishthit, we are well established, well respected in the society. Pratishthit. Mahatma says this is kagvistha. It's a dropping of the crow. They equate it with this. That is their vision, that is their understanding. Pratistha, kagvistha. You see, the revulsion should be like this. That whatever is inside the body, when it comes out, when we throw up something, what type of revulsion is there? Do you want to touch that? When you vomit, you don't want to clean your own whatever you have thrown up. There is a revulsion. That much of revulsion should be there for the sense objects. Why? Because they are all changing and perishable. So Bairagi will say that I don't want it. Only he will utilize as much as required. He will take the upayog, not upabhog. Only that much is required he will take from the society. That's all. So he is searching for the higher sukh, Vairagi is higher sukh. When he will get it? When I will get the permanent sukh? The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, yada hi ne indriyarthesu na karma sanusajate sarva sankalpa sanyasi yoga rud tada uchate. You are called yoga rud. Tada, when? Yada hi na indriyarthesu, when a man is not attached either to the sense objects or the actions, and there is no sankalp coming in his mind that these objects will give me sukh, tada yoga rud chate, then we said that he is yoga rud. So what is the fruit of vairagya? Kya milega? Ye to saath saath batana hoga na, otherwise you will always say kuch milta hi nahi hai kya. So vairagya gives you abhay, number one. Fearlessness will come. Because you are detaching with all things of the world. And we have got the fear that ye chala jayega, wo chala jayega. Abhay. Vairagya gives you the maximum sukh. Indescribable. You will not believe it, but this is true. Vairagya gives you maximum sukh. Very simple logic behind it. We think the sukh is given by the objects of the world, but the real sukh is inside. When the mind is not agitated, when you withdraw from the world, your mind is quiet. You are reaching the source. And that source has got the maximum happiness. So vairagya gives you the maximum happiness. So how can I get it? The Gurudev has said, cultivate pratipaksha bhavana. See the defects there. Pratipaksha bhavana. And slowly start withdrawing from there. So first step, Vivek. Before that there is a step. What is that? Before that Vivek? Chitta ekagrata. How will that happen? Who has to do it? The guru or the student? Do you all accept? Chitta suddhi, chitta ekagra. Then Vivek, then vairagya. So first we have to do the Vivek. Then the second step, you have to understand the whole world is the dukkha yoni only. Then the vairagya will come. So cause of the vairagya is vivek. Earlier I said that the Rishi Muni they have put it into the cause and effect relationship. One after another it will come. So the cause of vairagya is vivek. So without vivek, if you want to come to the vairagya, it will not stay. It will never happen. जोर से कुछ नहीं होगा. यू हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड इट. दीज आर ऑल इम्परमानेंट थिंग्स. व्हाट आर द टाइप्स ऑफ वैराग्य? द फर्स्ट वन इज मंद वैराग्य. दिस मंद वैराग्य वी गेट इट व्हेन वी गो टू द क्रिमेटोरियम, क्रिमेशन ग्राउंड. इट इज कॉल्ड शमशान वैराग्य. And all this Vedanta comes there. When you discuss, kya hua, whole life, you see. Vairagya. The moment you come out of that crematorium, you again become sansari. Mahatma gave another example, prasava vairagya. Prasava vairagya, at the time of delivery, they say, never again I will do this thing. Prasad Vairagya, but after that, 10 children, temporary Vairagya. Madhyam Vairagya, oh, I have understood. In this world, everything is perishable, changing. I don't want this sukha. This I have understood very well. But I don't know about the Swarga Sukha. I have not seen Swarga Sukha, so I want Swarga Sukha. Madhyam Vairagya. Tibra Vairagya, I don't want anything here and hereafter. Because I have understood that all sukhs are anitya. Therefore, I don't want it. Now, come to the sama. What is sama?
Virajya visaya vratat.
Virajya visaya vratat.
Dosha drishtya muhur muhur.
Dosha drishtya muhur muhur.
Swalakshe niyata avastha.
Swalakshe niyata avastha.
Manasashama uchyate.
Manasashama uchyate.
Virajya visaya vratat.
Dosha drishtya
muhur muhur. Swalakshe niyata avastha.
Manasah sama uchyate. Manasah sama uchyate, that is called control of mind. And in Tattvabodh we have seen the definition samah kaha mano nigraha, control of mind. Mano nigraha. But here four padas are given, one full verse is written by Shankaracharya. So how can we control from the sense objects? We have already seen viveka vairagya, then we withdraw from the sense object. Now the definition, what is this? Virajya visaya vratat. Virajya, withdraw. Visaya vratat, from the all sense objects. One word for the whole sense object, we can say prapanch. Prapanch, made of five great elements. The whole world is made of prapanch. It's called prapanch. Withdraw from the prapanch. Virajya visaya vratat. Good. So what is the difference between vairagya and sam? Earlier it was also vairagya was withdrawing. Is it not so? In the last Vrajipra says, what is vairagya? I don't want anything from this world. That is dispassion. But here also, again, Shankaracharya ji says, virajya visaya vratat. What is the difference? He says, dosa drishtya muhur muhur. That was general detachment. Now you have to see the dosa drishti muhur muhur every moment. Sense objects are coming in front of you every moment. Dosa drishtya muhur muhur, again and again see the dosa drishti. What is this dosa drishti? We have seen in our sadhana panchakam. Bhavasukhe doso anusandhiyatam. In bhavasukh, see the dos. What are the shortcomings of the pleasures we think we are getting from the sense objects? Dosa drishti. What is this? They are false. This is the dosa drishti. Mithya. They are temporary. They have adi and ant. All bhavasukha has got adi and ant. They are all temporary in nature. They require effort. To get any sukh from the world, you have to put in effort. Without effort, you will not get anything. They keep changing, ultimately became viras also. They continuously become changing. Continuously it is changing. They never give us complete contentment. They never give us complete contentment. And they leave an impression or urge to enjoy again and again. Dosa drishti. They make my mind rajasic, agitated. I am not happy even the others get the OET sukh. I am not getting. But if others are getting OET sukh, still I am disturbed. You see, so long you start seeing guna, in the bhavasukh, dispassion will never happen. So long you are thinking it is giving me sukh, 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 dispassion will never happen. Because you are seeing positive things in there. Therefore you are running after that. So some will never happen. If you see the positive thing that is giving me sukh, you will be thrilled. Lena hai mere ko. Some will never happen. You are going to OIT again and again, again and again you are going. Your mind is attracted. And in Bhaja Govindam also, Gurudev has written, you have to develop pratipaksha bhavana. You see the shortcomings. And what are the sources of disturbance of our mind? There are two sources of disturbance of our mind. One is when sense objects are calling from the outside. Your friend comes, tuck, 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 tuck. Chalo cinema dekhne jaate hain. Or, I don't find here the hawkers, otherwise in the India you will find the hawker. Ice cream, objects are calling you from outside. Then immediately your mind goes there. You are disturbed. Or, objects are not calling, but your own vasana is gurgling. You are sitting on your meditation seat. And then there comes coffee, 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 coffee. I should have taken a coffee, then I should have seen. Disturb. So either your vasana inside disturbs your mind or the object from outside disturb you. There are only two ways. So don't get attached to ghabrani jana. Kamini Kanchan Kirti. There are only three sources of sukha according to our Mahatmas. One is the Kamini, your spouse, Kanchan, wealth, Sona, Sona. Kanchan. Kirti. Once you have got the Kamini, you have got the Kanchan, you want Kirti. Mera naam paper mein aana chahiye. On the front page, Kirti, Kamni Kanchan Kirti, or Putresna, Pitesna, Lokesna, another word, same thing said in another word, Putresna, that means Kamini, Vitesna, Kanchan, Lokesna, Kirti. Then what should we do? You see, in Tattvabodh it was said, Mano Nigraha, that much only was said. Now here it is said, Swalakse Niyatavastha. What you should do when the mind is withdrawn, you can't keep it suspended. Swalakse Niyatavastha. You have to place in the Swalakse. And what is that Swalakse? Swalakse is the supreme goal. Supreme goal in your Atman or in your Brahman. You have to put that. Don't keep the mind suspended. Otherwise, what will happen? Now that will happen about that Mahatma. You remember the story of that Mahatma I told many times, I've said. One Mahatma visited one householder and the mother says, Mahatma, see, this boy is not studying. A khari khelta rehta hai, and the exam has come. Mahatma ji, you tell him, I tell him 100 times, don't play, he never listens to me. He will listen to you, Mahatma ji. Again Raju comes. Raju, when is your exam? Next month. Do you play? Yes. You will not play till your exams are over. Raju said, okay. Then after the exam, Raju failed. Then again Mahatma ji came next time. He said, what happened Raju? Did you pass the exam? He said, no. Why? Did you play? Bala, no. Did you study? No. Bala, why? You didn't say that. You did say that don't play, study for 1 month. So similarly this mind, if you withdraw from the world and if you don't place it, if you don't give any job, again you won't get anything. Swalakshe, you have to do this thing. Withdraw, save the energy and utilize that energy. Swalakshe. So what we are doing? The mind is roaming in OETNT, OET, and we are withdrawing from the OET. This mind is now to be turned here. Swalakshe, this is the lakshya, this is the goal. Swalakshe niyata avastha, manasa sama uchyate, that is called sama. And what is uparama? That we will take up. Turn it, chalo, dam kar dete hain. Half of that will do.
Vishayebhya paravartya
sthapanam swasvagolake
Ubhayesham indriyanam
Sadamah parikirtitah
Bayan.
Up to this, parikirtitah. Repeat it. So, what is Dhamma? In Tattvabodh we have studied Chakshuradi Vahya Indriya Nigraha. That is Dhamma. Controlling of senses. Vahya Indriya Nigraha. Here it is said, Sahadama Parikirtitaha, that is called Dham. What is Dham? Ubhayesham Indriyanam. Ubhay means both. Ubhayesham Indriyanam. Both Indriyas. What is this both Indriyas? Five organs of perception and five organs of action. Ubhay, both. Both Indriyas are to be controlled. What is control? Visayebhya paravartya, visayebhya from the sense objects, paravartya, having turned back, made U-turn. Now this body is fitted with five organs of perception, five organs of action, and they are all extrovert. They are all extrovert. I have said earlier also that there is a manufacturing defect. What is that manufacturing defect? These Indriyas, they are always extrovert. They are always extrovert, not, they can't see inside. Even if you turn your eyes inside, can it see inside what is happening inside? No. It will not see. So in Kathopanishad it is said, the Rishi says there is a manufacturing defect here, they are all extrovert. And they are functioning because of the Lord is inside. So Lord is seeing what the Indriyas are doing. Now we have to withdraw, so take a U-turn from the world, then place it on Atman, inside you come, visebhya paravartya. But earlier it was said, swalakshe niyata avastha, keep mind in swalakshe, that was for the mind. Now for the senses, another treatment for the mind. Keep the mind on the swalakshya. What about the sense organs, organs of perception and action? It is said, sthapanam swa swa golake. Sthapanam, placing. Swa swa golake, in their places. Wherever they are sitting, keep it there. Swa swa golake. At present, they are roaming in the world according to the rag and dvesh, according to my likes and dislikes, they go into the objects of the world. Whatever I like, they go there. And Lord has said, indriyasya indriyasya arthe rag dvesho vyavasthitau tayo navasam agachet tau hi asya paripantinau. Indriyasya indriya arthe, all indriyas, they have got the sense objects and they have got the rag and dvesh. They are here only in the indriyas. Tayona vasam akachet. Don't get swayed by them, your rag and dvesh. Why? Tau hi asya paripanthino, they are your enemy. They are robbers. They will take you outside. Your rag and this will take you outside. So therefore, you withdraw. Sthapanam. Sthapanam, place it. The swaswa gulak, wherever there are seat. And the Mahatma give an example, like the birds come back in the evening in their nest. For some time they chirp, and after that, sthapanam. Similarly, you have to withdraw from the sense object. There will be some disturbance, little bit, and after that, they will become quiet. Make indriyas God interested instead of interested in sense object. At present, they are all interested in the sense objects. And do vivek muhur muhur. How? Artham anartham bhavaya nityam nasti tat sukhalesa satyam. Artham anartham. Earth is unearth. See the calamities of wealth, then you will understand that there is no sukh in that also. In Bhajagovindam, Sankaracharya says this thing, artham anartham, we all are trying to collect more and more earth. Earth, see the unearth in that, calamity in that. You are not going to spend all money which you are saving, and you are saving for your maybe old age, maybe for next generation, or maybe thereafter also. Unearth, see the calamity. They will start fighting. They will go to the court. Half of will be going to the lawyers. Unearth. The sum is at the mental level, dham is at the senses level, but the dham senses are very powerful. They can disturb your mind. And Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita, Indriyani Pramathini Haranti Prasabham Mana. They are so powerful that they will take the mind also with them. So what should I do? First of all, run away from the Visaya. You will not be able to do it, but in our Sandipani, they did it. When we joined our Sandipani course, for first 2-3 months, they allowed us to go out of the gate, then slowly started checking. You can go only once a week, thereafter once a month, no going out, whatever you need, person is there, you want bread, you want butter, okay, this person will bring you. Give him money, he will bring you. No going outside. No internet, no TV, no newspaper.
No phone.
No phone. Totally cut from the outside. First you have to do it forcibly, and then after that you become habituated. Now we are habituated, we have no interest in reading the newspaper. First you have to cultivate this forcibly. So after that, then develop the dhamma. This way we have to withdraw from the world. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Guru.